The enough practice. So sit in an upright, but not uptight position, finding a relaxed alertness, and feel into your heart muscle pumping nourishment to your priceless brain and limbs. And notice the pulsations from the top of your head to your toes. Sense your blood circulating. Then feel into the texture of your breath, firing up your blood. Sense into the inhale and the exhale, and how that's felt throughout your entire body. Feel into the gratitude that you have for your heart, your lungs, and your brain. Sense into the value that these three organs bring you. Any amount of additional money, degrees, friends, or possessions pales in comparison. Regardless of life circumstances, your heart, lungs, and brain comprise the three-cylinder engine for your life ahead. Feeling the gratitude for your heart, lungs, and brain. Become aware of any money, hesitations, obstacles, fears, and fantasies. And welcome these thoughts with a receptivity, a kindness, a curiosity, letting go of any judgments of these thoughts. Say to yourself, I accept myself and all my money, fears, fantasies, hesitations, and I forgive myself for any unfavorable past money decisions. I accept myself for all my money, fears, and all my money, fantasies, and I forgive myself for any past money decisions. And recognizing the emotions that are arising in the body. And be aware of the body before and after offering this self-compassion and forgiveness. How does your body feel now? And knowing that striving and aversion cause suffering, see if you can befriend whatever is true about your money situation right now, in this moment. Offer the words that your grandmother or another trusted elder might say about your current finances. You're okay, as you are. You have enough. You have the wisdom to figure this out. You're okay, just as you are. letting yourself picture in your mind's eye this trusted elder figure and hearing the words, these words that that person is saying to you. Imagine in your mind's eye that what you have today is enough. Just imagine in your mind's eye, maybe I know it might be a stretch, but imagine it for a moment that what you have today is enough. And now imagine that what you bring to the world is enough. This is a retraining of the tendency of our mind to focus on scarcity. Our mind loves to see what's missing, all that we don't have, all that we don't bring to the world. And I'm inviting you to recognize that what you have today is enough, and that what you bring to the world is enough. And just allowing these words to be with you, even if they don't seem completely believable, just this step into this possibility that I have enough and I bring enough to the world. We're starting to loosen this allegiance that so many of us have to the idea of scarcity, to the sense of not having enough, something being missing. So now I invite you to become aware of the sensations and the emotions in your body as you contemplate this sense of being enough, just as you are. You are enough, just as you are. And in saying that and hearing those words, there might be a range of feelings, from fear to sadness to joy. And just know that any discomfort could be the mind's way of trying to protect you from, or protect the familiar wanting mind. You know, protect the old you that was so conditioned to want more. Almost to keep that old wanting mind in place. So as you start to feel into your own enoughness, that wanting mind loses its grip, it may start to feel a little uncomfortable and fight back a little. Just know that this enoughness within you, this sense of that, that is your ultimate security. And breathe into that. And from this fertile ground of your enough mindset, wisdom gains strength. And with that wisdom, you can move into purposeful and beneficial actions. This enoughness creates this fertile ground for wisdom to be cultivated. And from that wisdom, we move into the necessary, purposeful, and beneficial actions in our lives around money. So in this moment, allowing your mind to be receptive to any insights that might percolate, and just sitting quietly and receiving any insights that arise. And it is this soft, receptive, relaxed enough mind that brings the qualities of mind that will bring wisdom and ease to your finances, as well as, ultimately, as well as success. And continue sitting and receiving and sensing what your mind feels like. What are the qualities of a mind? What are the qualities of a body that is resting in this presence, in this relaxed alertness, in this sense of enough, this sense of fullness without scarcity? And allowing these qualities to become embodied so that they're with you as you go about your actions in life. And may this practice be a reminder for you of rekindling these qualities. Wishing you well.